Today's words of wisdom will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alsace or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the 6 Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at a benefit concert, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S. from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai titled, Your Destiny is in Your Own Hands, given on March 20th, 1996, in San Jose, California, USA.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Master, I don't know if this question is appropriate or not. I have a question about physical pain.
Yes.
Okay, I have a lot of stiffness in my knees, and I also have a hip that's, I can almost not walk on it. And I just wanted to ask you if you could suggest some modality, or is there some way? What should I do? Should I use acupressure, acupuncture, therapy? I don't know if this is an appropriate question for you, but I have to ask it because it's really getting in the way of my life, and I would like to get rid of it.
Did you try acupuncture and all that?
No, I haven't tried acupuncture.
Did you try exercising? What did the doctor tell you?
Well, I do exercise. I swim. I mm-hmm. I walk. I work out. But it's just getting worse and worse, and I don't know what to do. And I'm just kind of, I guess, asking out of desperation because I don't know what to do. And I'm thought, well, possibly you can answer my question. Possibly you can. And that's okay.
I don't have to always answer in words.
I understand.
Okay.
Thank you.
Probably your sickness will be gone soon when the times come. Try to meditate more if you can, all right? And keep your knees warm, your hips warm. Don't expose to draft and breeze, you know, through the door and things like that. Be careful where you sit. And rub some sesame oil on the painful part 3 times a day. That probably will help you. Okay? And meditate. Pray. All right? Recite the holy names and rub it on. Don't rub too hard. Just so massage so that the oil will sink inside. And try to change a little bit diet for a while. Like you eat some of the whole wheat, wholemeal. Yeah, rice or wheat, wholemeal. Wholemeal wheat. Yes, because I have some vitamin B and things like that. It's just good for you. Or take some extra vitamin B, okay? Or take some yeast, yeah? That will help you also. And take some calcium. But have to ask the doctor the dose, yeah? Too much calcium also no good. Try. All right, brother? Take some more vitamin, okay? But with all that, and I think it will be gone soon as well, that with meditation. We have to take both, you know, physical help and spiritual help, yeah? And pray to the Master Power, okay?
Welcome to California, Master. Would you please talk about courage?
Why?
I don't know. I just want to hear you talk about courage.
But for what particular reason that you need this?
I'd like to hear what you have to say about courage because I have fears.
Of what?
Oh, depends on the day.
Ghost?
No, ghost.
No.
No ghost.
What kind of fear do you have?
Having a mission on the planet.
Mission on the planet. So why are you fearful?
I don't know exactly what it is.
If you don't know, then how do you know you have a mission?
That's what I want to know.
Okay, then when it comes, you know. Before it comes, no need fearing, all right? It might never come, okay? Let's deal with it when it comes, huh? Don't hear people say that you have mission and you have mission. Everybody has a mission. Do you think we come here just for fun? I don't think so.
Pastor, I'm honored to be here.
Me too.
And I want to take this opportunity to address everybody that's here. I'm a new disciple of yours. You've turned my life around 360 degrees. I need...
God bless us.
I need to inform the people here that you are a supreme master. I'm a little embarrassed with some of the questions. I know you're very tired.
No, it's all right.
It's okay.
I'm not really tired.
Well, the world has waited thousands of years for you, and... I feel like I've won the lottery in the cosmic sky.
I think they like you.
And I want everybody here not to miss this opportunity. Please, don't miss this opportunity. There are no accidents. You've been led here, and this is a very, very special night for you. Please, please. Thank you.
Thank you. If it benefits you, this is yourself who helps yourself. That is good. I'm an instrument, and I'm very happy to hear that the instrument works.
Yes, Master, I hope this is not a ridiculous question, but...
It's all right, don't worry.
When I meditate, I can't eat tofu, and I miss a lot of the good food that you have. I can't eat tofu, and I can't eat wheat, right?
You cannot eat tofu?
I'm allergic. So when I meditate, I get really, really cold, really, really cold.
Yes.
And I don't know what to... I've been trying to mix the grains and the beans, but I don't know what to do to get... I'm afraid I'm not getting the proper protein because I get really, really cold.
Okay, I understand.
So what would you say?
It's true, true. If you don't eat enough nutrition, you get cold in the night too. Don't have enough energy. What else can you eat? You know, vegetarian ham and all that, can you eat?
I can't have like a lot of spices. I can't have the wheat. I can't have the tofu. I pray to you a lot because I'm a new initiate. I say as I go on and meditate more and more, maybe, you know, my body will be able to take it, you know.
Can somebody be allergic to tofu? Yes? Oh, God, then we are in both in trouble. Even if tofu you cannot eat, what kind of bad karma can that be? Oh, it's impossible. How do I solve the problem of this world? Even tofu he cannot eat. How about the, not directly tofu, but, you know, the processed protein, like into ham, you know, vegetarian ham, sausage, you see, try, huh?
A lot of the food that I'm seeing now, since I've been initiated, I have never seen, you know.
Yes.
Everything looks so good, you know, I feel deprived a lot.
Yes. No. Tofu is not the only thing that we can eat, so just leave out that and eat other stuff. And maybe eat a little bit tofu at a time, see how it reacts. And if you can, and continue. Okay, sometimes you are only allergic for a certain period of time. And maybe after you meditate for a while, your allergy has been minimized. So you have to always test the water. Okay, honey?
Thank you, Master.
I wish you luck. Yeah, I wish you can eat a lot of tofu later. Because it's very sad. It's very sad to hear that a person has tried his best already and turned to vegetarian and still has obstacle. You know, it's just very sad. I have sympathy for you and I will pray for you. I wish you luck. Okay?
Good evening, Master. I feel very honored to be with you tonight.
I'm honored too.
I wanted to speak because I had many allergies myself, and I have worked with people who have. And there are many other grains, rice being excellent, also quinoa and other grains that he can mix with. The smaller lentils are a higher, warmer energy.
Oh, I see.
And if he includes things like ginger and cayenne, ginger especially, but cayenne may be too heavy, but the ginger will warm the blood. There are many other grains that he can...
Oh, good. Now you can work with her. Both of you, open an allergy clinic. That's it.
God bless you, Master.
Yes, yes, true. A tofu is not the only protein that we, you know, we should depend on. There are all kind of beans and nuts. They have a lot of protein. But tofu is nice. It's a pity you cannot eat. You will, huh? You will. Try, continue. All right. Sometimes you don't eat tofu alone, you know? You poach in sesame oil or something.
There are many high energy foods. And as she mentioned, nuts, seeds are very high. Sesame, things like that. And if you make sure that you get a balance of any kind of grain plus a nut, seed, lentil, or legume. Mm.
Seaweeds and all that, seaweeds.
And have it every day. and add things like...
No, we go down to food.
...will warm the blood. There are things that will warm the blood, like ginger will help to keep you warm.
Yeah, see that? You have an expert there. And look at her, how allergic she has been. Okay, so mother, you will teach him how to eat and how to behave and what to do. Okay? Anyone else with allergy can come and study with her and see what you can do. Sometimes the combination of food break away or neutralize the allergy. But you must know with what you are allergic to. Yeah? All right. Yes, yes, yes. What don't we have here in this world? Even tofu makes trouble. And it's impossible to imagine that even harmless tomatoes or tofu can give us trouble. Oh God, I think we better quit this world, and that's the very right decision.
Master, I'm a beginner, and I consider myself, I guess, somewhat old now at 60 years old, and I've lived, a good life. I'd like to help people, but I want myself to be more enlightened, but I'm having some difficulty moving to a higher level, and I don't seem to have very strong motivation. I listen to the tapes and I read the magazine, and I've come here, and I don't know that I am. I think I am expecting something from you. You are the first teacher that I have. Should I try to reach a higher level of awareness and a higher level of...
Did you see anything, hear anything?
I see a lot, and I hear a lot, but...
But you want more?
I want more, and I want it, I guess, quicker, I guess.
I don't blame you. But the thing is, we can only digest a certain amount of thing at a time. All right, brother? I know your age is pressing you, but don't let that bother. People begin at 70. There was a Sikh master, huh? He came to his guru at the age of 70. And everybody looked down upon him because he was very humble and old, and he worked very dedicatedly like a servant to his master, and as a servant in the house as well. So not many people look up on him. But when his master died, the spiritual mantle fell upon this person, old person, and not to the younger one, not to the daughters and sons and all that expected people. So you see, you're not very old. It's all right. Take it easy. You see a lot and hear a lot and you still complain. What shall I do? Yes. We just take it easy. We have give and take still, huh? And when you are ready, you'll be gone. You'll be gone. God will call you. Or if He wants you to serve mankind, He will bestow the opportunity upon you. Just do your best every day. Meditate. All right, brother? Okay. You look very young still. Your teeth are still intact and your hair is still there. You know, I saw when I went to Dominica, but there were two, Dominican Republic and Dominica. So they get confused. All the males going, you know, back and forth in these two countries all the time. I told them to change the name, simple. But they say it's not that simple because they talk about that for 10 years already, but they didn't change. So I said, well, it's very important if you get all the males mixed up, yeah? Or the secret, you know, national secret, to go back and forth to different countries is no good. Better change it. But then again, who am I to tell them what to do? I just suggest. So the ex-president said, well, he will kind of try to, you know, suggest strongly again. That's Dominican Republic is this, and something else. And Dominica is another one. It's a little bit near San Martin. And it's more undiscovered. It's very beautiful. It's not yet spoiled. And the trees are big like that. And it's so high. And the rare birds and over 300 rivers. Yes. And the shapes look like Taiwan. He's funny, you know, like Formosa. And the people there are very nice. When I went there, the president are pretty old. But he didn't think he is. He's 74. But he doesn't look a day older than 73. He thinks he's very young, and he's very enthusiastic, very energetic. He came to the airport to meet us, casually, even though it's an ex-president, but just last time he stepped out, just because his age. He's been there for 10 years. President for 10 years means continue many terms. And the president now is also, you know, a little bit older than you. So what do you want, huh? Do you want me to list all the senior citizens in the world to encourage you? Yes, and this president, the ex-president of Dominica, he was so pure, like a saint. He's like a father, you know. He came to the airport to greet me. He didn't even know me. He just hear people say that, I'm certain, certain, certain. Then he came to the airport, I'm certain, certain. Then he came to, at 5 o'clock, he came to the airport to send me off again. 5 o'clock in the morning. You don't even wake up to think of me yet. He woke up and he came and saw us off at the airport. He didn't have to do that, but he did it. He said because he loved me so much, he respect, and he just wanted to show it. Yes. And woe to you if you tell him he's old. He will defend. He says he's very young. And his skin is very smooth, and you know, his eye is still very sparkling, and he speaks with such a clarity and wisdom and such a warmth, you know, human love in his heart. It's fantastic. You wouldn't think he's old man. Yes, so don't make yourself old, otherwise I feel old too. I'm just about 20 years younger than you. Okay, anyone else?
Mr. Chinhai, I'm very grateful for your teaching, and I'm very excited to see you here today, tonight. I just have a question about love. I'm asking you to teach me, how do we give our love to people around us, mm-hmm. especially when we have our own judgment, when we think some people are not good. I know it's not right to make judgment, to think somebody else is not good as they supposed mm-hmm. to be. So I'm just asking you to teach me how to give our love to people around us.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Somebody know better, huh? Do you know how? Yes, say. Easy to say, huh? She said you forgive yourself, and then it's easy to forgive someone else. Well, that's the advice. Take it or leave it. It's difficult. It's difficult. Just try your best, brother, okay? Try your best, all right? But allow yourself also some room to grow and to be natural, yeah? You cannot always force yourself to love someone that you cannot love. And sometimes they are unreasonable, let's face it, huh? And sometimes the bad karma from the previous life come back often. And sometimes the Maya try to test our endurance and our patience and our sympathy and all that. It's difficult to live in this world. So just try your best and allow yourself some room to grow, all right? Don't just demand too much on yourself. We are human yet, okay? It's very difficult to deal with people, huh? Even though we like to be loving and kind. It's difficult when the personality clashed. And when we're in a hurry, when we must rush to do things, and other people just try just not to help or try to slow down and just try not to, like, not to understand, pretend not to understand what we want or things like that. It's very difficult. Don't worry about that. Sooner or later, we were all gone, love or not love. Very difficult, very difficult. Huh? But when we live with other people, if we want their company, we must just be patient. There's no other choice. Otherwise, just quit, live alone. But that is weakness. That's weakness. Anyone who lives alone is weak, yeah? They cannot deal with a lot of people, so they live alone. It's a weakness. It's not a saintly quality. So don't be proud if you are a monk or something or live a secluded life. This is nothing really big deal. If you can live in the world, deal with other people, and become or remain a saint at the same time, that is better, okay? But it's difficult. I think you can do it. All of you are saints here because you live with people every day, you deal with them, you love them, and you work and you serve family at the same time. You can deal with it. Huh?
Master, how long will you stay with us here?
I don't know yet. Sometimes I like to stay long, you know.
A long time.
I don't know yet.
We want you so much to say.
I like to, but there are many things I don't want to tell you right now. There are a lot of things that's waiting for me, so I'm not sure. I would have loved to stay here. But there are many worldly situations, you know, affect my schedule and my work. Sometimes the karma of sentient beings change, you know, from 1 minute to the next. Really like that. 1 minute, say, okay, next minute is kill. And then I have to work accordingly too, yeah? So there are situations I cannot tell you at the moment. I'll tell you when I have time, when I have the opportunity, okay? At the moment, I cannot promise how long. So if you see me today, you know today. And if you see me next day, you know next day. That will be best.
Thank you.
All right?
Thank you.
Gosh. How can somebody stay here and work in another place at the same time? I mean, physically. And it would be good. There are many urgent, pressing matters. Sometimes always run around, you know, around me and demanding my attention. Sometimes I cannot even tell you because concerning political situation, you know, other countries and things like that, I cannot always tell you in advance. Sometimes when it's finished, I can tell you. Yeah? Sometimes if I tell you I go to see the president of Dominica, sometimes I might not be able to see him even. Sometimes they change the karma, you know. It's so fast. That's why I better keep quiet and don't say anything until I've done. Yes, so now I'll tell you, okay, in a few days. What day is today?
Wednesday,
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh my God, there's a long way to Tipperary.
Yeah.
4 days. In 4 days, many things happened. But nevertheless, if you go to San Jose Center, all this can go to San Jose Center?
Yes.
I don't think so. Can do, huh? If it's not raining, can. I hate to promise you, but I don't really know Sunday if I'm here or not. I was going to be here, but it looks like the situation will press me in some other corner of the world. You try your luck, okay?
Okay.
I wish that I would be here on Sunday because I want to rest here for a while. I've been running for the last many weeks and every day, you know, pressing schedule. Even now, when I tell you, oh, I go to see the president of Dominica or to see the prime minister, just stop. Very easy. But it's not easy while I was doing it. You know what I mean? I just don't know why things will happen, make it not the way it is, and that I could not sleep sometime in the night. And besides, I have to take care of other things, you know, not only the initiate in America, but in Taiwan, in China, etc., etc. I'm always on the phone. And sometimes I cannot sleep because of the phone, see, to waiting or talking. And so something like when I'm in Dominica, the phone doesn't always work the way you want it. There's only two outside lines is always occupied. For example, like that, you know. And even money doesn't work there. Yes, something like that. But Dominica is already very good. It's English phone system. Friends, sometimes I go to somewhere else, it's very difficult. And when I try to talk to Thailand or Cambodia, my God, it's like you talk to the moon. Yeah, talk to the astronaut on the moon. the line is always waning and waving, and you can hardly make a conversation, and you have to make it again and again, and that wastes a lot of time. And sometimes I'm in time pressing, you know. This is terrible. So I just don't know how to explain to you. I really wish I would be here on Sunday. But at the moment, I'm not sure. I'll probably be sure in a few days. Okay?
Anything we can do to help you? Anything at all?
Well, I don't know. Just pray. Just meditate.
We'll pray. I'll meditate.
And hope that the world will become better. And I have to take care of what is the most urgent at that moment, even though sometimes I have to sacrifice the longing of other people. I don't know how to explain my work for you. Sometimes I really go through many nights without sleeping, just because of all these situations going on. And then other people make demand on me as well. You see, like new acquaintance, yes, a new country, yeah? Then sometimes they invite me to see their leaders, yeah? And say, please come and bless our country, thing like that. Or sometimes they come and see what I can do there, for example, huh? Or for the future, or just because God says so. I'm always busy, believe it or not. I can hardly believe that there are such a person who is so small and who is so busy. And if you ask me what I'm busier at, it's difficult to tell you. I forget also. Whatever I have finished, I forget. I don't write memo, and I can't remember what it was that kept me so busy. It just anything. Okay, anyhow, forget it. As long as I live, I work. I see you, perhaps. I cannot promise Sunday, but please do come. Besides, if you come, if I'm not there, you meditate for world peace. It will not do you any harm. But if you think I might not be there and you might waste your time, and it's up to you, okay? If I'm here, I'll be Sunday for sure. It's just I'm worried that I might have to rush somewhere. But I will wait for the karma to, you know, to change. Sometimes they change because of their idea. Inside, if their thought change, the situation change. That's why anything predicting in the future hardly ever come, you know, accurate. Because it changed with the people's thought pattern. So don't blame those clairvoyant people that they're talking nonsense or they predict something that do not come true. Sometimes it's like that. It's supposed to be like that. But then the people change because of their strong will. They change because they have become more moral. They change because they have repented their sins and vow to improve. Then the situation changes immediately. There's no need for God or anybody to explain this situation. It's really like that. That's why if you ask me tomorrow what happened, I will not tell you. Because I don't know. The only stupid one that would tell you tomorrow what happened. Maybe for one individual. But only if that individual stay in that pattern of living standard, you know, if he changed. Even one thought of improvement change his destiny. So the destiny is in our hand, huh? Make sure that you control your destiny and bring it into a desired state of life or a living standard. You do control your destiny. Of course we are influenced by karma, but that's why we have to struggle, huh? And have to decide what to do. We have to keep always our mind positive and use the meditation power to make this positive thinking become true. If you don't meditate, if you don't have the power of creative almighty force inside, doesn't matter how positively you think, it doesn't come true. Just don't listen to people say, oh, I think positive, and then everything is positive. Nonsense. Can it happen? If I think I have money, I will. Positively, I will have money. Think, try. You don't have to work. Just think positively that you will have money and tell me how much. Is that right? Yes. Not thinking alone. Power, the backup power, must be strong. Where does the power come from? From the Most High. And you get that through your meditation, you're recharging. So don't just sit there and think, must meditate too. See? Just like we think about money, it doesn't help, we must have a bank account. And the bank account must be full of money. Huh? At least it's covered the check, huh? So anyhow, yes, you know everything already. If you come Sunday, if I'm here, I come see you. I hope I will be here. And I like to be here, because I'm tired. I also want to rest a few days here. I don't want to rest somewhere else at the moment, but maybe I have to, okay? If I know it in advance, I will tell you, all right? If I don't know, just come Sunday, and maybe you see me. If not, you pray, all right? I'm honest with you. I don't try to cheat you into coming to group meditation, even though group meditation is good for you. But because you asked me whether I'm here or not, I honestly don't know at the moment. I plan to be here for a long time, at least a few weeks. I have a rest. But you know the situation of the world. Maybe I have to rush. So, you know that, huh? If I don't see you again, forgive me, understand me, and we'll see each other again some other time. If you do, then nothing to say. Okay? If I'm here Sunday, we barbecue and we play together and we sing and we do something. I can only say that I love you. I'm proud of you. And because of you, I continue to work. If you have not improved and you did not give me feedback, you know, that it's helped you, I would have quit. I would not continue. So actually, I thank you. So good night.
Supreme Master Ching-Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Open-minded viewers, we thank you for your warm-hearted presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more uplifting and constructive programs 24 hours a day, every day of the week. May Heaven's blessing be bountiful in your everyday life.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.